FM 89.9. Good evening. You're locked into the Pulse where we bring you the latest in the music world and fresh new music. My name is Darryl Ong today, joined by Arvin Yuvaraj.
Hello, hello.
Before the break, we talked about COVID-19 and how, I guess, the movement control order is forcing live music venues to close down. If you'd like to check out the interview we did with John Teo again, feel free. Yeah, the podcast will be up soon, www.bfm.my/pulse. But now in, we have a story on how streaming are champions during this worldwide lockdown, Alvin.
Yeah, it's actually a big question mark. Like, are they the champions? Are they not the champions? Will streaming like become the new kings because of this, the lockdowns, worldwide lockdowns, quarantines and stuff? It's a weird time for music, movies and cinema, and because of the coronavirus, like, all the big movies have been postponed indefinitely, for safety reasons, because social distancing, you cannot go to the cinemas, you're not supposed to be in the crowds.
Not just that, like the production of upcoming movies has been halted, right?
So even stuff that's supposed to come out next year has been put on hold, so we don't know if the movies that are supposed to come out next year are going to come out. I'm suspecting even people who are supposed to go on concerts are cancelled. Albums that are supposed to be working on, that's put on hold. But it seems to be a good time for streaming services like Netflix and Spotify and Disney Plus, because without the cinemas and movies to look forward to and to compete with, these services are the only forms of entertainment that people will have in their homes, especially if they're staying home and working from home. There is like this insane conspiracy theory that some people had. It was making rounds, I think, last month, where people were asking if Netflix were the ones who engineered the coronavirus.
Whoa.
In some lab.
Big claim, Arvin.
Yeah. If Netflix were the ones who were like funding the Wuhan virus, obviously
they have a secret underground lab, right? Underneath their production
house. All their money being funneled and all. So I don't know. Obviously, someone wearing like a tinfoil hat, watching too many conspiracy videos on YouTube and stuff. But they were asking that because Netflix put out a docu-series called Pandemic.
Okay.
At exactly a week after the Wuhan virus, at that time people were calling it the Wuhan virus, became big in the news. So people were wondering, like, how did Netflix come up with this documentary like so in time? The producers of the documentary said that they wanted it to come out before the pandemic, not after the pandemic, because it is supposed to inform people to be careful so that stuff like this doesn't happen. It just coincidentally came out at the same time.
Right, got you.
But, you know, it didn't stop people from wondering how streaming services would sort of capitalize and use this as a good opportunity for them to get more subscribers and stuff.
Sure.
The big question is Netflix and Spotify and Disney Plus sort of really benefiting from the coronavirus or the COVID-19 or all these lockdowns? And the funny thing is, the answer is no. Like, it isn't benefiting at all, because the overall economy is down because of COVID-19, and that's not good for anyone in the market, including Netflix and Disney Plus.
Because there's no new subscribers?
No, because like economically, everything's down.
Right,
so, when money is a problem, then people don't want to subscribe for new things and put their money into like other services and stuff. According to Laura Martin, a senior entertainment analyst at Needham & Company, people staying at home doesn't make a difference in terms of Netflix revenue, because they don't depend solely on advertisers. So it's not eyeballs on advertisers. It's more like product placement in their shows and their movies. They make money from subscription fees. So even if you watch half an hour a day, or you watch 24 hours a day, you're just glued to the TV. Doesn't make any difference for Netflix.
It's the same amount
of money.
Right.
Same applies to Spotify. It's a monthly fee for their premium service. So, plus, a lot of people, they say, go through pay cuts. They might even go through layoffs during the worldwide lockdowns, depending on that country, depending on what they do. It's always like, if you're not essential to the company, then you could lose out. So if they are going through financial problems at this time, then more often than not, they're not going to choose a subscription service.
Sure,
they're going to choose food over a subscription service and like the essential. So even then, it kind of boils down to, they're not going to be new subscribers subscribers to stuff like Netflix and Disney Plus, people are going to be a bit uncertain, a bit worried, and stick with the stuff okay. that they know. So yeah, even though people might watch more Netflix, it doesn't mean, or listen to more Spotify, it doesn't mean that the companies are making any money, I guess.
I guess thinking about more on a human level, right? Netflix, I can understand why, you know, there are more eyeballs on it. But for something like Spotify, the rise feels surprising to me because personally, I use Spotify when I'm on the move. Mm-hmm. I rarely touch it when I'm at home.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're stuck at home, you're rather... I mean, I can see why people use Netflix more.
Yeah, Spotify. Netflix, especially Spotify, because it's such a car thing. They even have like a car mode. So with less people on the road, like how many people are going to be listening exactly. that much to? Even podcasts. Like podcasts is something that you listen on your commute. I don't think a lot of people put on podcasts at home.
Right? Yeah, it's I mean, I'm sure there are.
There are.
There's a majority,
It's weirder to have it in the background, I guess. It's easier for music.
Something that I would say that really are champions coming out of this pandemic and outbreak is Twitch. You know, the larger the audience you have on Twitch, you know, the gaming streaming platform, where the creators get sometimes benefited with donations and advertisers, the more eyeballs you have, the more potential, the larger the market, people give donations to you. So I feel that Twitch is definitely way
they might benefit from this whole thing.
Are we asking you on the program today, besides Netflix and I guess Spotify, what other streaming services are you using to cope with the movement control order? You can WhatsApp us 018-789-8899 or tweet us at BFM Radio. Coming up, we have a rapid fire, I guess, of a couple of different news you might miss over the week. But first up, here's a new one from duo Children of Zeus, and this is the track Royals. Stay tuned. This is The Pulse with Daryl and Arvin right here on BFM 89.9.